Welcome to Jazz at South High. I'm Sam Wildenauer, your host for the day and bass player in the South High Jazz Combo.
I'm Joe Soikkonen, I play the trumpet.
I'm Anders Nelson, I play guitar.
I'm Ella Masters, I play the saxophone.
And today, Emerson couldn't join us, so we have special guest, multimedia all-star Jabari Jones.
Glad to be here.
And we're the South High Jazz Combo.
With Jabari Jones.
So today's show is themeless and just like gonna like play some stuff we like that the South Band has played. This first song is Strike Up the Band, played by the South Big Band in spring of 2008. Hey, welcome back to Jazz at South High. I'd like to mention that funding for this show is provided by the Minnesota Legacy Amendments Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hey, Ella, I understand you are the only one of us currently in the big band and this performance. Could you talk a little bit about it?
I was a freshman at the time. I think I was on second alto for this song, and it was a really fun song. I love sort of older, more traditional big band stuff, and this was a song, and I am a huge fan of pretty much everything. And so, yeah, this was really fun for me to play because it's just kind of like the fun old style, like kind of makes you want to dance. So, yeah.
Now, to put you more on the spot, who was every member of that band?
I really couldn't tell you.
Sweet. So, I'd like to introduce our special guest, Jabari, a little bit.
So, Jabari, tell us a little bit about your function in the South Band.
I am currently the lead trombone player in the South High Big Band. I like to think of myself as a facilitator between the trumpets and the saxophones, because the trombones are centralized in the band, so we sort of take everything we hear from behind and we send it on forward so that Ella and the rest of the saxophones can interpret it and make it sound good.
So one might argue that your band is the most important, your role in the band is the most important one.
I don't think there's any argument to be
made.
Okay. I think it's known by everyone in jazz circles that trombone is the single most important instrument.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today. Okay. This next song is a recording of the combo playing Chippy by Ornette Coleman on Jazz at South High. Thank you. Ooh, hey, welcome back. That was the South Jazz Combo playing Chippy by Ornette Coleman.
So, Ella, how did we end up playing that song again?
I can't remember what the other song was that I was looking for, but I was looking for some song that starts with a C, and I just kind of happened to open to that one. And I saw it, and I was like, that looks kind of fun. And it was really late at night, so we were just kind of being goofy.
At our, like, weekly, like, 10 o'clock rehearsal.
Yeah. And so I was like, we should just play this. And so we did, and it was really fun, so.
Yeah, that's an excellent song. Too bad we couldn't have a trombone player like Jabari.
So, Jabari, I want to ask you another question. So how old were you when you started playing the trombone, and, like, why?
I started playing trombone in fourth grade.
Tight.
I had a teacher. He came in, and he demoed a bunch of different band instruments. And I thought that the trombone was the most ridiculous sounding of all of them. And I've continued to think that to this day. It matched my personality quite well. So I picked it up and have been playing it ever since.
Excellent. We're going to play some more music. But first, I'd like to thank our executive producer, Rob, and Dr. Scott Carter, our director. You're listening to Jazz at South High on Jazz 88.
Thank you.
Howdy and welcome back. That was South's Big Band of 2008 playing Well You Needn't by Thelonious Monk.
Thelonious Monk is one of my favorite composers. Me too. Computers. He's my favorite computer. And I remember in freshman year, we got to go see Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra do a concert of all Monk music at Orchestra Hall. And they did a Latin arrangement of that song, which was really cool. That arrangement was good too, but I really like Monk and his eccentricities.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that song featured some of South's former all-stars, including percussion superstar Isaac Zuckerman on vibes, Corey Grinberg.
I believe is notorious around this station, Isaac.
Corey Grinberg on bass.
I think there was Emily Regan was on trumpet, maybe Ben Wesley.
Yeah, and this show features a lot of songs from that year, especially this concert, actually.
Unfortunately, Mr. Jabari Jones did not perform in that concert. Was that
no,
the case?
No, I didn't start playing jazz until sophomore year, actually.
Oh, okay.
What's up with that?
What up
I
with
was,
that?
I was so terrified. I was intimidated because there were all these great trombonists and wind ensemble.
You were
and I was
intimidated.
Like, oh, they're so good at jazz. I don't know what this jazz is. I think I had heard a Monk song like once on the radio, and I was like, oh, that sounds terrible. And so I was afraid to play jazz. And then I started, and it was like, oh, I like this.
I'm like terribly glad you made that decision.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Jazz at South High is Solar by Miles Davis, recorded by South's own Jazz Combo. Namaskar and welcome back. Was that cool or what? Hey Joe, if you had to say, what would you say is the magnetic center of this song harmonically?
chord change wise?
Yes.
I have to say it's when it hits the flat six.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't. Flat two. Flat two is definitely.
And Joe, I have another question for you. If you could choose, if you could think of what time of the day Mr. Miles Davis would have composed this particular piece, what time of the day would you think that would be?
What are you guys talking about?
Well, that answer is wrong.
Well, all right. Well, hold on. Just give me a second here. So, solar. So, like, I have to say, like, sunset or sunrise.
That answer is also wrong.
He means midday when the sun is highest in the sky.
Oh.
It was pretty silly. When we recorded this song, we always record in the auditorium at South High, and there was a play going on. So all the set was set up, and we were all, like, centered around a couch.
We were just, like, playing in, like, a big, like, mansion library.
Yeah, I wanted to recline on the couch while I was playing, but I decided that that would impede playing, so I decided against it.
I think we should have left the set up and just, like, do our concerts from there.
Yeah, I think that was such a good set.
We invite everyone into our living room for our concerts.
That would be tight.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right. Coming up next on Jazz at South High is that same big band from South of 2008 playing Night Owl Suite. glad to have you back here, listening, hanging out, relaxing with the South High Jazz Combo on Jazz at South High. We're going to take a quick break, but stick around for some more great jazz on KBEM.